previous episodes of Monday Night Talk and listen to them anywhere. Check out 959watd.com/Monday Night Talk. And now, more Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
All right, welcome back to Monday Night Talk. If you have missed any of the segments that we have done this evening, we do make sure that we put them up on the website. You just look for Monday Night Talk on the homepage of 959watd.com. I want to thank Jeff and Eileen Hills for coming on up here and hanging out. Also, Plymouth County Sheriff Joe McDonald. Also, having a little bit of fun. Having a little bit of fun, not only talking about what they do and what they specialize in, but even talking a little bit about the holidays. Holidays are about having fun and relaxing and being thankful. And joining us right now is the President and CEO of Father Bills and Mainspring. John Niswinski joins us on a regular basis. John, welcome back to Monday Night Talk. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having us, Kevin.
Last time you were here in studio, you had one of your board members with you.
Yeah, Michael Krasanik.
Michael Krasanik, who is he, board president?
He is, yeah.
And you're talking about some developments in the city of Brockton up on North Main Street. You were right. Kicking off, you were building some veterans housing.
Yeah.
How is that going?
It's great. We were here probably, I think, in the early summer, late spring, and happy to announce that we opened up 22 units of new housing. Two of the units are a two-family house for formerly homeless families, and 20 of the units are for individuals formerly homeless, with 10 of those units being for formerly homeless veterans. So Father Bills in Mainspring is committed to ending homelessness, and you know, when I first came to Father Bills in 1996, about 20% of the homeless population were veterans. And, you know, over the last year or two, about 11 to 13% are homeless veterans. So it's still too many veterans that are homeless in our South Shore community, but we are heading in the right direction, as we've almost reduced it by 50%. And we're committed to ending homelessness for every family, individual, child. But at the same time, boy, we'd love to have never have a veteran stand in line to get a bed, because they've paid the ultimate sacrifice.
Amen. Father Bills and Mainspring, with locations Quincy, yeah, Brockton. What are you guys doing to mobilize for the upcoming holiday in just a couple of days?
Yeah, no, Thanksgiving, you know, it's interesting. When I first came to Father Bills about 20 years ago, Father Bill said, you'll never have a Thanksgiving off. And, you know, Thanksgiving has always been a great time and a very blessed day for me. But for Father Bills in Mainspring, we will, this Thanksgiving Day, we will have a community meal at Christ Episcopal Church in Quincy for anybody that needs a meal. So it's a community meal from 12 to 3. In downtown Quincy, and it's a sit-down meal with music and an opportunity for anybody to come. We will at Mainspring House in Brockton at 54 North Main Street. We have another community meal where the Reebok volunteers and their organization is committed to catering that event for any family, individual, or person in need can come to Mainspring House. It'll be open to any of our guests and our shelters and anybody in the community. And we also serve and deliver close to 200 to 250 meals in the community for anybody that might be in need, that can't leave their home. So if it's an elderly person or somebody that's disabled or somebody that just can't get to a community meal, we will deliver a meal to you. And if you need that meal, you can call us at 617-770-3314, and we'll make sure that you get a hot meal on Thanksgiving Day. So we've got about 60 to 70 turkeys being cooked as we speak.
Wow.
In the Quincy Culinary Program at Quincy High School. Thank God for our students to help us out in the Quincy Culinary Program, and we've got a lot of turkeys in the oven right now.
Literally speaking. So it sounds like you have a great community support between Quincy High School and Reebok coming out. Is there room for any community volunteers that want to step up to the plate and come help out for these two events in particular, or are you all set at this point?
We are absolutely all set for the day of.
Okay.
But if somebody is looking, if somebody wants to go out, we are still in need of turkeys. So if you want to go out and say, you know what, I want to make sure that a family or an individual has a turkey, we still need turkeys. We still need non-perishable items like stuffing and green beans and coffee and turkey gravy, cranberry sauce, so the basics. Because we're going to not just do a turkey, but we do a full-fledged meal. So, you know, if last minute in the next 48 hours, if there are people in need, there are. If you want to put together a quick wish list and bring it down to our shelter in Quincy at 38 Broad Street in Quincy, we would welcome that opportunity. But thankfully, people really care about our mission, care about the people in our community, and people have been coming for decades now to volunteer that opportunity.
How is Father Bill's in Mainspring getting ready for, I mean, we saw a little bit of snow. Just the past 12 to 24 hours, your organization has to be saying to yourself, okay, this is the start of a long, cold winter. What do you guys do to assess where you're at to be able to get through? Because it's more than just giving somebody a meal and a place to lay down.
Yeah, no, we've taken a look at it. You know, between our two shelters in Quincy and Brockton, we average about 270 people year-round, and the state funds us for 126 people. So we need to continually ask people to make sure we can get everybody indoors to help us, if it's with wish list drives, to make sure that we have enough beds and enough sheets and enough hygiene products. We want to make sure that everybody gets inside, and we can't guarantee everybody gets a bed at this point. What we're also stepping up to do is our second year is in Plymouth. A lot of people, the interfaith community down there has been trying to shelter people just during the winter months. And Father Bill's in Mainspring has stepped up to help the interfaith community and the volunteers down there. So we have two churches that have stepped up to say, we will give you a location to shelter individuals. So this last winter and this winter, we've stepped up in to make sure that from this weekend, on November 30th or November 29th, all the way through March, we will open up two churches in Plymouth and make sure that people have a safe place to stay during the winter nights. So if people can, you know, spare some resources, learn about our mission and our wish list, we would be greatly appreciated. So we're making sure that everybody in our community has a safe place if it's one of our shelters, or as Father Bill said, we started in churches, we started in interfaith communities, and we're going back there in the town of Plymouth.
Can I ask, what are those two those church locations in Plymouth where that's happening?
Yeah, no. One of them is Christ Church, right on Court Street in Plymouth, a little mm-hmm. bit outside of town, and the other mm-hmm. one I think wants to kind of stay a little bit more anonymous on that side of it. It's a little on the outskirts. And we're hoping to add a third church this year, actually. The interfaith community is very supportive down mm-hmm. there. And we're very, very, very blessed to have them.
Excellent.
What are you guys doing to get mobilized for the holiday after Thanksgiving? Getting ready for, well, it depends on what somebody celebrates, whether it's Kwanzaa, whether it's Christmas, you name it. What are you doing to help folks who are celebrating the holidays? What are you looking for maybe from folks who are looking to give?
Yeah.
What are you needing?
No, so for our adult shelters, we always try to organize kind of what we call a holiday shopping day for the adults to be able to come in and kind of shop and pick some things. So things that are on our wish list right now are kind of gift cards, $5 increments. So, you know, local stores would be great that they could get to. Underwear, gloves, hand warmers, socks, the basic things but gift cards, you know, if it's to Dunkin' Donuts or if it's to Walgreens or Walmart, something that people can go out and either pick for themselves or maybe pick for their kids or other things would be tremendous things. The we are a part of the Amazon holiday wish list, so you can go on Amazon and learn about us. If you have questions about our holiday, you can visit helpfbms.org/holiday-donate, and you'll see a bunch of items and opportunities. So we want to make sure we shelter 133 families a night in the South Shore. We shelter, like I said, about 270 individuals, and we want to make sure, even though people may not have a permanent home the night of Christmas and during the holiday season, whatever interfaith day, we want to make sure that they have a gift and they know that we take care of our neighbors, we support our neighbors, and that they have a compassionate response about the holiday.
When do you see a jump in the number of folks who come and visit either your Brockton or Quincy location? Is it around the holidays or when we have the first cold snap and it's around 10 degrees?
It's usually the first cold snap. So, you know, I think for families, we've already seen it. We don't want people to be outside in some of the state parks that people do hang out with maybe a little bit longer, sad to say, with their children in their cars. I think for adults, individuals, it usually cold snaps the last couple of years have been in kind of early January, late January. But sometimes, as we've seen with New England weather, it comes in a little early. So we've seen an uptick over the last just couple of days. We expect it this week. So, but it definitely is during when it gets to that to that cold snap.
Anything I haven't asked you in regards to Father Bill's in Mainspring that you want to get out for a message to folks who are getting ready to celebrate, but maybe they want to give back or they want to help out or, you know, maybe volunteer is.
Well, this year for Giving Tuesday, it's this upcoming Tuesday, the 29th of November, we have launched a crowdfunding page to raise money to support our program. So people can either make a direct donation or set up a fundraising page and ask a friend or family to support. So you can learn about us at helpfbms.org and learn about that. So, you know, 88 cents to every dollar goes right to the people we serve. We serve over 4,000 individuals, children, veterans every year in the South Shore. And we're making sure that we're good stewards of people's resources. We believe in ending homelessness, not managing. Please learn about us. But we know we've got a tough winter. We know that we've got to raise a certain amount, about $50,000, just to have enough, especially in the Plymouth area, to make sure that nobody goes without. We don't want people to struggle outside this winter. But we're so blessed by the South Shore community.
We've been speaking with John Yazwinski, President, CEO of Father Bill's and Mainspring. Did you have a question?
Yeah, refresh my memory, John. Mainspring House is right there on Main Street, correct?
Yeah.
On the corner. Is there another location or is it just one location for Mainspring?
So we have an adult shelter that you're speaking of at 54 North Main.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the main individual shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have two family shelters, one in Stoughton, called the Evelyn House, one in Middleborough called the Conway House.
Okay.
Patty and Jack Conway, the Conway real estate.
Sure, great people.
They were part of our founders and been a part of our mission for a long time. Jack passed away a couple of years, but Patty's still very involved, and Carol from Conway. So, yeah, the Mainspring House was one of the first facilities that they founded in the early 80s,
right.
And it's been one of our staples. But we've got over 400 units of housing. I don't think people realize how much housing we do, not just sheltering, and it's throughout the South Shore.
Excellent.
So we get Thanksgiving just a couple of days away. What does, other than being the guy who is a steward of you know, a place that helps those who are in need, what are you going to do for the holiday?
Well, me and my kids, and I have three kids. One of them has actually moved out of the house and has her own job, and is self-sufficient, which is great. But I have two children that are still at home, and both of them will spend the day working with me at the shelter.
Wow.
So they'll come out, they're going to help pack the meals, they're going to do some delivery. It's just great to have them with me. And then when we wrap up our 8 to 10 hour day, they're going to come home with me, and my wife and my wife's family will be there, and we'll come home to our own dinner, and we'll do our best not to eat while we're out working every day. But it's the meal that we provide at the shelters is tremendous, as I said. But it's just great to have my children with me as they grow up and get older, that they realize what it's about giving back to the community and knowing that people are in need.
You have a favorite part of the dinner?
You know, I grew up in Yarmouth, Maine, and my parents are up there. I'll go up there for the weekend, and I love...
You're going to say lobster, aren't you?
Well, no, I won't, but that is my favorite food.
Okay.
But for Thanksgiving, I love my mother's stuffing. She cooks it inside the bird, and it's it's absolutely wonderful. So I have to carve the turkey, and I have to do my best to not to eat it before it hits the table.
Do you have a question?
No.
No?
I was relating to the stuffing because my wife actually just made stuffing the other night, and she tried a new recipe, and it balanced out perfectly. I told her, don't change a thing. Let's keep that through the whole winter.
Is it about the spices? Is it more the spices?
No, it's actually the consistency because she mixed a little cornmeal in there, and it had a different consistency that was really appealing. And you can change that 18 different ways. You can put the raisins in, you can put the apples in, however you want to do it. But for me, it was the consistency and the texture of it, and she nailed it on the first try.
You're lucky.
Yeah, I am.
Favorite part of the bird?
I like dark meat, actually. I love the wings. I love the wings on the side. Mm-hmm. So I'm a dark meat.
Okay. You already mentioned stuffing. That's kind of a guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
Is there any other sides that you enjoy?
I heard our other guest talking, and I think I've got to go with mashed potatoes with plenty of gravy. Yeah, plenty of gravy. But I love the mashed potatoes.
I like the mashed potatoes, too. The girlfriend has this thing for turnip. And last year, she made a whole bunch of turnip, and not a lot of people would. She got to get a couple of them. I couldn't do the turnip.
You know, I don't usually hear turnip in Thanksgiving dinner together.
No, she made turnip.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, what's that? She goes, turnip. I go, oh, I mean, I'll eat everything else. I probably would have eaten it if I had any room, but you know, there's so many other things that were yummy.
These things happen.
Dessert.
Ooh, dessert's hard. I think I'll go with the blueberry pie.
Really?
Yeah.
Blueberry pie.
Yeah.
Look at that.
You have a runner up. You have a runner up to the blueberry.
Well, I think I'll go with the old standby. It's got to have vanilla ice cream, but I would definitely go with the apple pie. But it's got to have vanilla ice cream on top.
And what do you like to do after you have the meal? Are you somebody that it's a matter of just sitting around and telling stories to the family? How do you close out the evening?
Well, I think because thankfully I have to really help out during the day, and it's a long day serving, you know, close to 300 to 400 people, and by the time I have dinner, I am ready to go to bed.
Really? So the turkey has an effect on you.
I definitely am tired and ready to go to bed, but would definitely try to watch a little bit of football.
And you're not a guy who's out early in the morning doing a little Black Friday shopping, are you?
No, I am not. Okay. My 13-year-old definitely is trying to say, Dad, I'd really like to experience that, but I'll try to give it another year or two with her.
Yeah, see, for me, it's like a stampede. You know, watch a farm setting. It's very similar to that when they open the doors at 4 o'clock in the morning and people are running everywhere and I got the TV. Oh, wait, it's broken. You know, it's...
Yeah.
I did it once, and I said to myself, it's not worth it.
My wife sent me out a couple years ago for our older daughter, and I feel like I was, like, back in line standing for a rock concert all night or something.
Really?
Tickets, you know, it's the right amount of people that were outside.
John, I want to thank you so much for joining us and having a conversation about your organization, Father Bill's in Mainspring. And we'll have you back in probably right around Christmas time.
Sounds great.
Again, just to reinforce the message that, you know, we are fortunate here on the South Shore, and we should take care to those who are less fortunate if we can afford to, whether it's with our time or our finances or maybe something extra we might have sitting in the cupboard. Wouldn't you agree, Mr. Rush, though?
Without a doubt, definitely.
So yeah, we're very blessed with all the support we get from the South Shore. And like I said, Father Bill's in Mainspring, even though, you know, we started in the early 80s, we always thought we'd be a temporary response. We're still needed today, but we're very blessed with all the support from the South Shore. We thank Kevin and WATD for all your support, and I look forward to coming back during the holiday season.
Now, would you like to stay? We got Sharon Kennedy, who is here with the
pantry.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Oh, would you like to stay for the segment in case there's anything that we may overlook, but a great organization like yours could add into the conversation? Would you be interested?
Sure.